Shalom. This is the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and this is Hannah Brim. I'm Hannah Brim, and I'm with Lee Ann Soesby, and we're so excited. And she was just telling us a story yesterday. And do you just kind of want to go over, or just skim it, and then go back? Because if the people haven't been listening.
Okay. I was just telling something that happened in prayer one time, quite a few years ago now. It's when I became the prayer coordinator here at Rhema. And I'll never forget it. It was a time where we started praying. We knew that there was, that the Spirit of God was wanting us to pray about something. You know, when you have that knowing down on the inside, like an itching on the inside, right, down in your spirit, it's like, oh, there's something that needs to be prayed about. And so I, one of my friends and I, we got together and was praying, and as we're praying, I started praying out. I was praying, of course, in the Holy Ghost and the Spirit and unknown tongue. And then out of my spirit, I began to say a name, Anna. Mm-hmm. And I was unsure of who Anna was. Yeah. And so I was thinking maybe it's a missionary somewhere or something, you know, and the Spirit of God then began to tell me, no, I'm talking about Anna in my word. And he said, Anna prayed in the coming of the Messiah. Talking, of course, about the Lord. And he said to me, and you are to pray in the coming of the King.
Wow.
You know, and so when he said that to me, I, you know, there was such an impartation, and the presence of God was so strong where we were at that we both fell back.
Wow.
And it was like, oh dear, you know, it was just, it was wonderful knowing that it was a mandate of God for us to contend and pray out the coming of the King. And then the following Monday, I was beginning to meet with all the prayer groups one-on-one that we have here at Rhema. And the Spirit of God gave me instruction. He said, one of the things I want you to do is I want you to pray with them, and I want you to lay hands on them and tell them the mandate that is upon Rhema and upon all of us that are in the church, but to pray, you know, to usher in the coming of the King is the mandate that's on Rhema. And for us, you know, to pray out the coming of the King.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we begin to pray for all the prayer groups and minister to them and tell them this is important that we do. And the Spirit of God came in that into the prayer room with every prayer group. And because he would tell me, he goes, lay hands on them. And you know how we want to just do things our way. And I told God, I told him, let me do what I want to do, okay? And he was telling me the whole time, I want you to lay hands on each person individually in the group. And I told him, I said, no, Lord, because my first prayer group that morning was a group of men. And I was like, I don't want to pray with all these men and lay hands on all these men. You know, I'm a woman, you know, how weird is that going to be? You know how we can think sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of funny. But I went ahead, you know, and I said, Lord, let me do it the way I want to do it, please. And I said, let us just hold hands and then you just impart to them,
right,
you know, what they need to carry in prayer. And so I tried to do that, and the Spirit of God said, that is not how I told you to do it. And, you know, like you were talking earlier, how important it is for us to be led by the Spirit of God. And so I was like, okay, Lord, I'll do it. And so I told the men that was in the prayer group, I go, guys, the Spirit of God's dealt with me. Is it okay if I lay hands on you? And, you know, and I said, if you don't want me to lay hands on you, just look at me when I get to you, and I won't, you know, just shake your head or whatever. And, of course, they all wanted me to pray for them. You know, who doesn't like to have prayer over them, you know? And so I laid hands on each guy in the group. And when we were finished, I stood back and on the inside started kind of laughing because I had men laying all over in the floor in my office. And I, because the anointing was so strong, because God, there's such a mandate upon us to pray out the coming of the King and God's plans and purposes in the earth. And it happened like that with every single prayer group that prays on this campus. And now we have almost close to 500 members that pray in the prayer program.
Wow.
So it was amazing, the anointing that was in the room. And ever since then, you know, we have been going after it really strong about praying out the coming of the King, last day events, because I'm so thankful Jesus is coming back, and
yes,
it's soon. So
amen.
It's wonderful.
That's good. What would you say, with your prayer life, the importance of, and ministers who are listening and just people who are, you know, believers, like the importance of your fellowship with the Lord? Because I know you talk a lot about that. And even throughout prayer school, it could be the end of prayer school, and you go back to that. Like, that's a foundation of and who you are in Christ and your fellowship.
Yes. You know, Brother Hagin, you know, being underneath him for so many years and still reading all of his materials and reading pastor's books on, I love his book, The Power Plant of the Church, Prayer is the Power Plant of the Church. And but your relationship with the Lord, Brother Hagin talked about it, about how that prayer is fellowship, and it's fellowship with God, and how that your relationship with the Lord is vital, because everything that we do should be out of our walk with God, out of our our relationship with him.
I'm just thankful, like, I know that just being raised in ministry family, like, you know, you see a lot of things, and you know, people are human. And if people draw back, it's because they've got their eyes on a person, you know, and somebody's going to mess up, you know. It doesn't mean we don't trust them, but when you have that relationship with the Lord, it keeps you, it protects you,
it
you
does.
Know, because you know who he is in you.
That's right.
You know?
Being secure in who you are, in your relationship with the Lord, insecure, very secure, that is, in who you are in Christ. In him, realities is one thing that I have found to be one of the most important things in our walk with God. It causes us to be secure. And when people say things or do things that would hurt or offend, you know, yeah, of course, you know, your flesh would like to, you know, cry about it. But when you know who you are in Christ, you know, that we're complete in Christ. You know, in Colossians, it says we're complete in him. That it's another scripture, it's no longer I that live, but it's Christ that lives in me. And knowing who you are in him will cause you to live with such security in him and out of your relationship with him that you're going to walk in victory and live
That's
in victory.
Awesome. I just remembered this story. I was thinking about, you know, serving my grandma and just helping her, and how, you know, she's anointed, but she is who she is, you know, when she's ministering. And I never hear her talk about anybody, you know, her character. And and you know, even if she had a right, you know, because she could have been hurt, because she's human. You know, just because their ministry, you know, the things that still try to bother them. And I was just thinking, like, because I know you were with Brother Hagin, and how he, you know, didn't talk about people, or his character, you know, with his love walk and stuff like that. But yesterday I was talking to, I think it was Karen Jensen. I went to go see her. And she said that that character, like, no matter how anointed you are, like, that character is going to keep you, you know, like who you are. And I know we're human, but just the importance of that. And so,
yeah. It is true, character. And, you know, we could even go back to what we talked about. I don't know if it was this today or maybe yesterday when we were talking about, you know, character building times of serving and serving somebody else, and how that your character is being worked on and stuff. Our character is so vital to us fulfilling all that God has for us, and our relationship with God and serving him and fellowshipping with him causes us to live in such a place of victory and peace. And so, you know, God is so faithful.
Brother Hagin, and I think it was that story, it was you and Regina, and you were you at his house or something? And you, can you tell that story?
Oh, no, she's making me tell bad stuff.
No.
Yeah, I can tell it. I hadn't been in the Ramah Singers and band for very long, and Mom and Dad Hagin wanted some chicken, some fried chicken, and they had a restaurant they wanted us to go pick it up for them at. And so we went and got some dinner for them, and they told us that they wanted us to eat with them. It was me and one of the other girls, Regina, who sang in the Ramah Singers and Band. And so we went and got the chicken they wanted. wanted. And we came over to the house and we sat down in the kitchen table and was eating and everything, had a wonderful time of fellowship and just telling old stories, because I was raised Pentecostal. And so I was, you know, telling a bunch of stories. And of course, Dad always had to top you and tell you say another story, you know. So it was kind of fun going back and forth telling fun stories. But after that, you know, we got up and myself and Regina, we were in the kitchen cleaning the dishes, and Brother Hagin came back into the kitchen and sat back down and started asking us some questions, and asked a question about this particular individual, and, you know, and just about, you know, how are they doing and stuff. And I, because they, you know, were serving him as well. And when he asked the question, I'm always being the funny one, you know, and I was like, oh my goodness, Brother Hagin, you know, and I started talking. And he looked at me and was like, okay. And he put his head down, and within 5 seconds, he had left the kitchen. And I turned to my friend Regina, and I was like, oh my goodness, I shouldn't have said anything. Because Brother Hagin was such a man of integrity and walked in so much love, he didn't talk about people. And I so honor him for that. And even though I was younger and I did that, it was kind of like, oh dear God, he's not going to want me to do anything ever again because I said something about someone, you know. But thank God he still used me and would call on me to minister, to preach in his crusades, and, you know, and let me stay in the group and everything. So it was right. Good. But he was a man of integrity and was very cautious, and loved people and didn't talk bad about anybody.
And that's awesome. And too, like, I was just thinking, you know, they're ministers, they have an opportunity, you know, just because they're a minister doesn't mean that mm-hmm. nothing happens to them, you know?
Yes. And I can remember one time even being with him, with some other ministers around him, and some of them were starting to talk about some other ministers. And I watched Brother Hagin completely turn away from the conversation. And I took note of it. I was like, he does not talk about people, no matter who's talking to him about them. And so it was just a man of integrity. It was wonderful.
Wow, that's awesome. It's so amazing. I was just thinking how my grandmother was here and worked at Rhema for 10 years. And then now that I'm here, you know, it's just amazing. Like, I would have never have thought how God does that. You know, he sees things ahead of time.
Yes.
And how I'm here with you. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing.
The whole eternal plan, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
And, of course, we can talk more about that tomorrow. But I'm just excited. And I want to, if you want to reach her ministry, her website is SoesbeeMinistriesInternational.com. And that's Soesbe, SoesBee, Ministries. And their phone number is 855-771-5267. And you can just contact them. And her email is lsoesbe@rhema.org. And so we're so excited, and just stay in tune with us this week. Just stay in tune. You never know what the Holy Ghost has in store. And Billy Brim Ministries saying shalom, shalom.